This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. With cases of COVID-19 rising in Ohio and the average age of those contracting the virus getting younger, Governor Mike DeWine is ordering masks for people in counties considered level 3 public health emergencies. State House correspondent Karen Kassler has this story.
The order isn't statewide. It covers just the counties in red or purple on the state's public health advisory map. Right now, there are 7, and DeWine says the mask mandate falls off if the case numbers do.
We thought that this was a surgical, precise approach to go in those counties where that are red hot, frankly, where we have real problems going on.
DeWine says Ohioans weren't ready for a mask mandate in April when he issued one and then backed off it a few hours later. But he says they're ready now.
What is at stake here is the lives of Ohioans. This is a matter of life and death.
DeWine says if people are resistant, local officials will enforce the requirement, not businesses or their workers. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Stowe-Monroe Falls School District has asked nearly 21 people to quarantine for 2 weeks after an individual associated with the basketball and football teams tested positive for the coronavirus last weekend. The Beacon Journal reports county health officials aren't releasing any further details, but that anyone who had contact with the individual has been notified. The Ohio Department of Health is warning people not to use hand sanitizers labeled to contain methanol. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has found the ingredient or suspects it may be present in 17 products manufactured by Mexican-based companies. They're sold under brand names such as Mystic Shield Protection and Saniderm Advanced Hand Sanitizer. Officials say it's toxic when absorbed through the skin or swallowed. A full list of products can be found online. In Ohio, more than 140,000 businesses receive loans from the federal coronavirus aid package. The Small Business Administration released the list of recipients of the Paycheck Protection Program on Monday. Everything from law firms to auto dealerships to churches and schools receive loans totaling nearly $18 billion as of June 30th. Cleveland.com reports the Ohio Democratic Party's state candidate fund reported receiving a loan on May 6th worth nearly $334,000. Cleveland.com reports SBA records do not indicate how many jobs the party retained through the loan. Cuyahoga County has formally declared racism a public health crisis. The declaration approved Tuesday requires the county to create a commission and a citizens advisory council to provide recommendations to reduce disparities between black and white residents throughout the county. They would also have to develop a status report by the end of 2020. Cleveland, Akron, and Summit County have all passed similar declarations. Gojo Industries is getting a $3.5 million economic development loan to expand its hand sanitizer business in Cuyahoga County. County Council on Tuesday approved the loan for the Akron-based maker of Purell to open a facility in Maple Heights. It'll be used for manufacturing and storage, primarily of Gojo's newest surface spray product. The facility is expected to create 100 full-time jobs within 3 years and an additional 100 jobs within 6 years. The location is expected to open within 6 months. A Cuyahoga County Jail Corrections Officer has died after contracting COVID-19. Cleveland.com reports that Gregory Clark Jr. spent 21 years on the job. Word of his death came from the union. More than 30 officers have contracted the virus. According to the union, county records say 164 inmates have tested positive so far. Cuyahoga County Council has approved spending money to build a facility to store personal protective equipment. The $1.3 million will be used to build a climate-controlled facility attached to the county's public works garage, and it will be used to store items including gloves and masks that might be needed during the pandemic or a future crisis. The project will be funded by money provided to Cuyahoga County through the Federal CARES Act. One of the largest county fairs in Ohio will not open to the public. The Canfield Fair, that's held over Labor Day weekend in Mahoning County, will hold only the junior competition that includes 4-H and other youth activities. George Roman with the fair says capacity restrictions and other requirements related to the pandemic created overwhelming challenges.
There were just too many roadblocks being thrown in here at the last minute, and it's just one of those things we had to make a decision on pretty quick before we got closer to the fair.
Junior fair members and their immediate family members will be able to participate in programs. They'll have to sign a waiver related to COVID-19. A state legislator from Cleveland wonders whether she might have contracted COVID-19 at the Ohio State House, where masks are not required. Stephanie House, who heads a group of Ohio black state lawmakers, is the first state legislator to announce that she's tested positive. Her symptoms have been mild, and she says she's been cautious.
I tried to practice social distancing, wear my mask. I have like forever wipes, you know, wiping things down, washing my hands.
House doesn't know if she's passed the virus to anyone else, but wants the public to know of her condition in hopes they will take the pandemic seriously. She made the announcement in a video posted to Twitter this week. This is WKSU.